مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. Oh, مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending, success, stay, success, stay.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله It is stated that the mother of the believers سيدنا عائشة صديقة رضي الله عنها narrates that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever recites Durud-e-Pak upon me on Friday will be blessed with intercession from my court on the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, today we're going to talk about the causes of conflicts and their solutions. Because since resolving conflicts is impossible without knowing the causes, and hence we will mention the blessed verses of the Quran, the hadiths of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some parables, and we'll talk about those issues that cause these conflicts to start up in the first place and how we can resolve them. Viewers of Madinah Channel, it is stated that two Arab tribes resided in Madinah al-Munawwara. One was called Aus and the other was called Khazraj. At first, both of these tribes lived with great unity. But then a fight broke out between them, both between the tribes. As was like with the Arabs, they used to constantly fight with each other. And to the extent that in the last battle that they had, which was a famous battle, so many of the people died that they were running the risk of losing all of the warriors. And actually the whole tribes, both tribes became very weak as a result of this. And this enmity as a result of this also increased between them. They hated each other. But Alhamdulillah, after embracing Islam, the old conflicts came to an end due to the sacred teachings and guidance of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these both tribes, they started to live together with harmony. And they helped Islam and the Muslims immensely. And that is the reason why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only blessed them with the name, the great title of the Ansar, but he also considered having love for them to be a sign of your iman. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the sign of faith is to love the Ansar. The sign of hypocrisy is to have enmity against the Ansar. So it's become part of the faith at the time of the Muslims and also our faith to love those Ansar, those people that helped the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so they were starting to live in our harmony. One day there was a few people from these two different tribes. They were sitting together in a tent, talking to each other, and they were talking affectionately and enjoying each other's company. And a non-Muslim, he was going past there. And when the non-Muslim was going past there, the hatred inside him, the jealousy started to ignite, and he thought to himself, I need to do something, because this is not right. You know, these people have now reconciled with each other, they become good Muslims and they're sitting together, and he didn't like this. So what this non-Muslim did is, he went to another non-Muslim, and he reminded them of the poetry that these two tribes used to recite against each other. Because the custom at the time was, when a tribe was against another tribe, they used to have people that used to scribe poetry and write words against other people, so that if they were in red, then the people that were of this tribe, they would feel, you know, the anger towards them. And the people that were listening, they would obviously feel anger as well. And so what he decided to do is, he sent this non-Muslim into this tent where these two tribes were sitting in harmony, and to recite these couplets. And what happened is, this non-Muslim, he went into the tent and started to recite these couplets. And when these couplets started to recite, this poetry started to recite, then all of the old feelings started to come back amongst the tribes. And it got to the extent that the emotions got so hard that they actually came out to the tents and said, come on, let's fight again. To the extent that all of them arrived in the battlefield with their weapons. They all actually arrived in the battlefield with the weapons. And when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found out about this, he quickly reached the battlefield. And he stopped the both tribes and he said, I'm present among you and you're going to fight the war of ignorance. Listening, the visual man, to the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both the tribes realized that it was a shaitanic trust, but these were whispers of their shaitan and the conspiracy of the non-Muslims. Therefore, both of the tribes, they repented, embraced each other, and returned home with the affection under the leadership of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Viewers of Madinah Channel, we learn a few things from this. Firstly, we learn that whenever a fight is about to break out somewhere, a good and a true Muslim should try and stop that fight. In the same way that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to stop this fight, if we see a fight taking place, we should follow the footsteps and try and stop this fight. But unfortunately, what happens is sometimes we are bystanders and we sit there and watch and we wait because we want the fight to happen, which again is an unfortunate scene. We want people to fall out with each other. We want people to fight with each other. And this is like almost like an act of, in here in the UK when we were kids, we used to go to school, and when we were in the school year, when two people wanted to fight, and when they started fighting, if any one of them had the sense and tried to get out of the fight, then people would push them in. Come on, go on, have a little bit more, fight a little bit more. Instead of stopping the fight. And that was when we were kids, but now as we grow up and we're adults, we're still effectively doing the same thing. We might not be pushing the person back into the fight, but we're convincing him to carry on with the fight. This is not the way of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not the way that the deen has taught us, viewers of Madinah Channel. Our job is to stop these fights. Secondly, viewers of Madinah Channel, we also learn that quarreling and fighting not only harm the peace of the society, but it also weakens both groups and makes them face economic and social loss. So when troops try to fight each other, then overall, it is weakening them. It is losing their economic benefits. It's losing their social benefits and the strength of bond. And so ultimately, all that can be achieved by conflict is harm. There's nothing else that can be achieved. And so quarreling and fighting and arguing with each other, these are all shaitanic acts. And it is shaitan who also remains in the endeavor to incite fighting between people somehow. This is the plan of shaitan. He doesn't want you to be happy. He doesn't want you to love each other. He wants you to continuously fight each other. While making us cautious of this dangerous trap of shaitan, Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Bani Israel, ayat number 53, part 15, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. Undoubtedly, shaitan causes mischief amongst them. Indeed, shaitan is an open enemy of human beings. Allahu Akbar. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, the devil desires that only that he infuses hatred and enmity between you. This is the desire of the devil. He wants to put hatred amongst you. And so from this, we realize if we look at society today, in the sight of these verses that I've just mentioned, unfortunately, we see that people are constantly arguing with each other, constantly listening to these satanic whispers. And we'll see, if we look around, we'll see maybe a family are arguing with each other. And why are families arguing with each other over small pieces of land or insignificant things? We see teachers arguing with students. We see husband arguing with wife. We see places, businessmen arguing with customers. And this happens. In some places we see, you know, even the doctors arguing with the patients and the patients arguing with the doctors as well. See neighbors arguing with each other. We see people, the imam arguing with the people that are the namazi, the namazi arguing with the imam and the Muslim. Even inside the masjid, we're not free from this. At some places, friends are in dispute. And at other places, it actually gets so serious where this enmity builds upside you that you start plotting against that person, scheming against that person. Yes, people don't go into the battlefield now, but now people are effectively going into the battlefield because they want to try to harm people. Viewers of Mother Channel, with regards to the destructions of quarreling, I want to give you a few hadiths of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most disliked person in the court of Allah azza wa jal is the one who is extremely quarrelsome. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who quarrels without a reason always stays in the displeasure of Allah azza wa jal until he abandons it. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said, no nation strayed after staying on guidance, but due to quarrels. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith he says, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person cannot reach the excellence in the reality of faith until he leaves quarreling, despite being right, viewers of Malicham, despite being right. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if you are right, even if you are on haq, even if you know that you're right and the person in front of you is wrong, then still avoid quarreling. Because there's only destruction in this. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with regards to the person that has, he knows he's right. He's 100% sure he's right. He knows that I am right. He knows this person in front of him is wrong, but he still abandons quarreling. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the one who abandons in quarreling, the one who abandons quarreling whilst being at fault, a house will be built for him at the outskirts of paradise. And the one who abandons quarreling while being right, whilst he is right, a house will be built for him in the middle of paradise. So viewers of Madinah Channel, if you know, abandon quarreling, don't quarrel, because there's great blessings in it. One, here we will see the blessings. We'll see the blessings in this dunya as well, where we will not fall out with our brother, we'll not fall out with these people, and the conflicts will not increase. And you know what they say, that if you forgive each other, what have you lost, viewers of Madinah Channel?
You lose nothing by forgiving each other. You lose nothing by being humble with each other. In fact, people will respect you more as a person that is humble, as a person that doesn't quarrel, as a person that is, you know, some people might say, oh, he's timid, he's weak, but he's not timid, he's weak, he's strong. He's strong because he's controlling his emotions and he is trying to ensure that nothing goes further and anger doesn't erupt inside them. Because views on the channel, when people start quarreling with each other, then once this fire of anger starts getting inside you, this fire of anger inside you can develop other sorts of sins. Anger, views on the channel, if it's not controlled, anger can lead to jealousy. Anger can lead to backbiting. Anger entices a person to tell tales. Anger revives animosity in their heart. Anger severs relations. Anger leads a person towards lying. Yes, all of these sins, viewers of Mother Channel, as a result of anger, you start committing all of these sins. As a result of anger, a person tarnishes the dignity of another person. He insults that person. Anger gives a person the disgraceful mindset of considering less fortunate Muslims to be inferior to him. Anger leads both parties to abuse each other. When people start getting angry, they start abusing each other. Anger makes a person arrogant. Anger leads a person into an unnecessary quarrel. Anger makes a person mock other people. Anger provokes a person to sever the ties. Anger does not let a person regard anybody. Anger, viewers of Mother Channel, it destroys families and it can destroy nations. It can destroy all households. Why? Because a person did not control his temper at an appropriate time. And what happens is, viewers of Mother Channel, as a result of that, as a result of us not controlling our anger, then what happens is we say things that we don't mean. We do things that later on, when we've calmed down and we've walked away from the incident and we've had a glass of water and we've calmed down, maybe some people calm down within 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, but when you've calmed down, you may regret it. You may regret the fact that I said this, you may regret the fact that I did this, but sometimes you can reverse it, sometimes you can go and seek forgiveness, but sometimes, viewers of Mother Channel, the actions that we do whilst we are angry can affect us so much that there is no reverse to it. You know, there was an incident, viewers of Mother Channel, where a person, he came home, he'd had a hard day at work, his boss had been giving him a hard time. And he comes home from work and he's got a small baby, and the baby had been crying all day. Maybe the baby wasn't well, maybe the baby was teething or something. Obviously, the mother of the child, she'd had a hard day because she'd been putting up with the baby all day. And so what she wanted, when she comes home, that the husband can help her and look after the baby. But what happens, he'd had a hard day, he didn't want any of this. And so what happened, they came home, and inevitably, a little argument started amongst these two people. The husband and wife started arguing with each other, and it escalated to such an extent, and in the background, whilst all this was happening, viewers of Mother Channel, that little baby is crying. So this little baby is crying, these two people are getting angry, and it gets worse and worse. And it got to the extent, viewers of Mother Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive this person, he picked up the child by the ankles, this small baby, he picked up the child by the ankles, and he started to beat his wife with the child. In a fit of anger, he beat the wife with his child, and what happened was, ultimately that child passed away. Now maybe the next day, maybe 2 days later, when he's in a police cell, he's calmed down. And maybe then he realized what he has done. But then, viewers of Mother, it's too late. It's too late. As a result of his anger, he has lost his own child. And this is what happens, viewers of Mother Channel. As a result of our anger, we sever relations. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, join with the one who severs relationship with you, join with them. You know, try and bring these people close to you. So if a person breaks relationship, then you should go forward and restore them relationships. And people might say, oh, I'm lowering myself, I'm humbling myself. Okay, so what? Our acts as Muslims should be there to please Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you go and restore relations, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll be rewarded for it. So anger, viewers of Mother Channel, is one thing that we need to learn to control. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is the strong person. You know, when he talked about being the strong person, if I was to ask you, who is the strong person? You will say, a strong person is he that can run 18 miles, 20 miles. A strong person is he that can bicycle distance. A strong person is he that can lift these weights. This is a strong person. A strong person is he that can do sit-ups or press-ups, X number, he can do them. He's a strong person. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the strong person is not he who can throw his opponent to the ground. The strong person is he who can control his temper. That needs inner strength, viewers of Mother Channel, to be able to control that fire inside you. And yes, it happens. It's part of our makeup. It's part of our chemistry, if you want to call it that. We have this inside us that every now and then, for some reason, we will get angry over certain things. But we need to control our anger. Views among the children, another thing that can cause conflicts, because this is what we're talking about today. Another thing that can cause conflicts is telling tales. Telling tales, views among the children, brings about a lot of destruction and it causes conflicts amongst one another. But what is telling tales, views among the children? Imam Nawawi, Rahmatullah, narrates that conveying one's matter to another person with the intention of causing him harm is telling tales. Allahu Akbar. And it's also narrated that conveying one matter to the other with the intention of creating discord between them is also telling tales. So what are telling tales? Let's give you some examples of how people tell tales. A student will tell its teacher a tale about another student so that he can get that student into problems. A husband and a wife, they may have a very good relationship with each other, but someone will tell a tale to the husband about the wife, or someone will tell a tale to the wife about the husband so that they will have conflict with each other. People will tell each other, brother, they see that when two brothers are so close to each other, then jealousy comes inside people, and what they will do, they'll go to this one brother and they said, oh, your brother said this about you, your brother said that about you, your brother did this, and they will try and create the discord inside you. And so even with children, people will try and create this. So this is something, viewers of Mother Channel, that we need to control and make sure that if someone comes to us with information, and this is what happens, people come to us and they inform us of something. They come to us with information. What you need to do is you need to get the confirmation. If they come to you with information, then they get it confirmed. Because maybe this person is coming to tell tales. Maybe this person is lying in front of you. Maybe this person has got ulterior motives. And as a result of his ulterior motives, you've fallen out with your wife. You've fallen out with your husband. You've fallen out with your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your children. You've fallen out with people over a result of information, not as a result of confirmation. So whenever anybody comes to you with something, make sure, viewers of the channel, that it is true. And also, even if it is true, then learn to have patience inside you. Learn to have patience inside. I remember an incident comes to my mind, viewers of the channel, that Allah has said someone came to him. Someone came to him and tried to create discord between him and his brother. And he said to Allah has said that, you know, your brother has brought some gold bangles for his wife. Yeah? And trying to say to him that, you know, was it possible that he got the money? And he was trying to suggest that his brother was using Allah Hazrat's money to buy these gold bangles. And he was trying to create discord amongst these two brothers. But look at the reply of Allah Hazrat. Allah Hazrat said that if my brother has bought these gold bangles with his own wealth, then I pray Allah Azza wa Jalla gives him more wealth. But if my brother has bought this with my wealth, then I'm very happy that my brother considers my wealth his own wealth. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How many of us would do this? And this person that tried to create this discord, he realized, I cannot do anything here. I cannot achieve anything here. And he walked away. So viewers of Mother Channel, whenever something happens in front of us, even if we find out it is true, then again, think positively. And then again, even if we find out that it's true, and that person, maybe your brother, your sister is trying to harm you, then again, forgive them. Forgive them. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you are on right, when you are on haq, and you forgive a person, then Allah azza wa jalla will build you a house in paradise. Tell me, do you want to take out your revenge in this dunya, or do you want a house in the middle of paradise? Tell me which you want. And undoubtedly, we all want that house in paradise. So for a little bit of controlling our nafs here, a little bit of controlling our anger here, a little bit of controlling our tongue here, inshallah, we'll get that house in paradise. With regards to telling tales, viewers of Mother Channel, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, backbiting and tale telling cut faith the way a shepherd cuts a tree. Allahu Akbar. And another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those wandering around for telling tales, those creating separation between friends, and those falling out faults are the worst people of Allah azza wa jalla. These are the worst people, the one that tried to create discord, the one that tried to find faults with each other. And people do it. People will search, go on social media to try and find people's weaknesses. Go and try and see what pages they've been on. Go and try and see who their friends are and try and find out anything about them. Oh, do you know anything about this person? And nowadays people will go to all sorts of means to, effectively, as they say in English, to dig up the dirt on people, to find out people's weaknesses, to find out, you know, there's a saying in English, people have skeletons in the cupboard, meaning that in the past, people have all sorts of pasts. When you were young, maybe you did something wrong, maybe you committed a sin, and what people say is that them are your sins that should be between you and Allah Azza wa Jalla. But what people do is people try to find them so that they can expose them, so they can say, oh, that person, he's like this. Do you not know this person did this? This person did this. And if they find out, astaghfirullah, if they find out that a person had a criminal record, be it 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, they'll expose him. They'll expose him in the community and say, oh, 30 years ago he did this, 40 years ago he did this. Since when have you become judge and jury? It is up to between him and his Rabb whether Allah will forgive him. And we're trying to expose him. Viewers of Madhav Channel exposing the sins of other people is a sin as well. And not only that, ourselves, if we have committed a sin, then that is one thing. But we should also not expose our sins as well. So we need to be very careful, viewers of Madhav Channel, how we deal with these situations. Another thing, viewers of Madhav Channel, that causes a lot of discord amongst people is lying. Lying is something that can cause all sorts of problems in society. Giving news regarding, what is the definition of news? It's stated that giving news regarding somebody or something that is contrary to the reality is called lying. The one giving the false news will become a sinner when he deliberately lies without a need. And the destructions of lying, viewers of Madhav Channel. There are so many destructions of lying. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talked extensively about this. He said that when a person lies, the angel goes a mile away from him due to its foul smell. Due to the foul smell of a person lying, an angel goes a mile away from him. Viewers of Madhav Channel, we can't smell that smell. Why? Because lying is all around us. Lying is happening so much that we don't even realize that people are lying. And this foul smell of lying is in our society so much that we become immune to it. And angels run a mile away from us. Allahu Akbar. Lying is the biggest deception. Lying is against your iman. Destruction is for the one who lies to make people laugh. Because people, viewers of Madhav Channel, they lie without any reason as well. People lie just so they can make people laugh. You're sitting amongst people, you tell people a story, you exaggerate, you lie a little bit, you make it a good story, so people will laugh and you think, yeah, brilliant, what a great storyteller he is. But you've lied. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, destruction is for the one who lies to make people laugh. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the one who lies to make people laugh falls into such a depth of hell that is even more than the distance between the sky and the earth. Allahu Akbar. The face darkens, a person's face darkens due to lying. We're also told that telling a lie, these are all hadiths of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, views of Madhav Channel. Telling a lie is a major sin. Lying is a symbol against the symbols of the hypocrite. Allahu Akbar. Liars will be amongst the most disliked people in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Lying, views of Madhav Channel. And again, we lie without any reason. And third, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 1400 years ago, he knew that we lie just for the sake of joking, just for the sake of making people laugh, just so that people will say, oh, what a fantastic storyteller he is. What a funny person this person is. He tells lies. He tells lies to get laughs. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us. Viewers of Madhav Channel, we need to create a society where we don't lie. You know, someone once said to me that liars don't have any feet. Liars don't have any feet. And at the time I was young, I was only a child, and he said it to me and I didn't fully understand it. But he later explained to me that a person, if he lies, eventually he's going to get caught out. And when he gets caught out, he'll be disgraced in the society. People will know that that person is a liar. Because there's only so far you can run without your feet. Yeah. And a liar has no feet. Eventually he will get caught. So we need to refrain from the sin of lying and make a habit of always, always, always speaking the truth. Because you lie once, you will be disgraced in the society. You will be disgraced on the day of judgment. So make a habit of always speaking the truth. Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah states that the one who becomes habitual in speaking the truth, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make him into a righteous individual. Just by making a habit of speaking the truth. He goes on to say it will become his habit to do good works as well. Due to his blessings, he will remain pious until he dies. He will stay away from evil deeds. The one who becomes a siddiq, i.e. an extremely truthful person in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, will have a good end. A good end, viewers of Madhav Channel, is that we die without iman. If we spend our whole life lying, then we run the risk of dying without our iman. But we are told here that if a person becomes a truthful person, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will die with his iman. We are also told here that he will remain protected from every kind of punishment. He will attain every kind of reward. The people will consider him to be truthful and good. And his respect is placed in the hearts of people. He finally goes on to say that the truth is a light that is placed in the hearts of the truthful and becomes a means of their guidance. The closer they are to the Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, the greater the amount of the light that they possess. Viewers of Madhav Channel, reflect on yourself. Reflect on yourself that, do we lie without any reason? And you know, there are certain conditions, and we've mentioned it before, and we'll quickly mention it today, that there are certain conditions where you can lie. For example, if two brothers you know have fallen out with each other, and you go to one person and you say that, I believe you've fallen out with him. And he said, yeah, I don't like him. And you say, well, you know, he speaks good about you. He thinks you're brilliant. He always thinks you're a good person. He always speaks highly of you. He always respects you. And at the same time, you go to the other person, you say the same to him or similar to him. And as a result of your conversation, these two brothers are reconciled, then that is jais for you to lie. It is okay for you to lie then, because your intention is what? Is to reconcile these brothers. And that's what we're talking about today, brothers, viewers of Mother Channel, reconciling people. But some of the things, we've just mentioned a few things so far, viewers of Mother Channel, but there are other things that can cause conflicts to escalate, cause conflicts to get out of hand, cause conflicts to get to the state where they are never forgotten. And one of those, viewers of Mother Channel, is swearing. Swearing is such a thing, viewers of Mother Channel, that it oppresses the other person and it remains on them. It's like, you've almost like, you know, stained that person. You know, people that say that, the people that when they have sheep and they have cows and they brand on them, they get the hot iron and they put their mark on them. And that mark stays with that animal for life. And so the owner knows that that is the animal. When you swear at someone, you're effectively branding them, because it's very hard for them to ever forget that you swore at them. They'll remember it for ages. They remember it. Some cases, they remember it all of their life, that you swore at me on that day. How dare you? You swore at me on that day. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim, and he does not oppress him, nor does he swear at him. Nor does he swear at him. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the calamity of everything that two people who swear at each other say is upon the one who initiated, as long as the oppressed one does not exceed the limits. So if one person starts swearing and the other person, then he will get the greater damage will be the person that started this. So again, refrain from swearing, viewers of Mother Channel. Refrain from swearing, because this is such a stain. You know, and I remember reading once that someone said that it is better for you, viewers of Mother Channel, to eat excrement. It is better for you to eat excrement than it is for you to swear. Because the effect of excrement inside you can be cleaned out eventually. But the effect of swearing can have such an effect on you that it's very hard to clean inside yourselves. And nowadays we swear without thinking. People, youngsters nowadays, they feel that every other sentence they have to put a swear word in there, otherwise I'm not cool, I'm not part of the crowd here, nobody will talk to me, I have to do it, it's the language of the streets. Okay, you want to speak the language of the streets? But remember, you're gonna be buried in that dark and lonely grave, mate, and one day you'll be accountable for every single thing that you said, every single person that you hurt, every single person that you oppressed, you'll be accountable for that on the Day of Judgment. And today you think you're it. Today you think you're strong because I'm the leader of the gang, that I'm it. I can swear, I can do this, I can do what I want. And nobody's going to say anything to me because they're scared of me. But all those people that you swore at, all those people that you hurt, maybe they're so scared to say anything in front of you. Maybe they're scared that, oh, I can't say anything to him because he'll hit me, he'll hurt me. But you've hurt them. And on the Day of Judgment, you'll be answerable for every single person that you hurt. Every single person's feelings that you hurt, you'll be answerable on the Day of Judgment. Views of Mother Channel, another thing that causes conflicts amongst us is backbiting. Backbiting, views of Mother Channel. Backbiting, views of Mother Channel, is a cancer in our society, and it is so widespread that we don't even know what backbiting is. We don't even know what backbiting is. It is happening so much we don't even know this. It is that one illness that nowadays we are talking about trying to find a cure for certain illnesses. Backbiting is such an illness that it is a cancer in our society, and we don't even realize that this cancer is in our society, and we don't even try to look for the cure for it. Backbiting, what is backbiting? Backbiting, viewers of Mother Channel, is saying something behind the back of a Muslim, behind him, that if was said to his face, it would hurt him. Even what you are saying is true. You can backbite about someone's appearance, oh, how tall he is, how fat he is, how big a nose he's got, how big ears he's got, you know, how dark his skin is, how unkept his beard is, he's only got a patchy beard, his mustache is like this, his clothes are like this. This is backbiting. Backbiting about someone's mode of transport. Oh, have you seen that car that he's driving? I'd never drive that. I've seen better cars than that in the scrapyard. Backbiting. You go to a wedding, you eat some food there, and the guest comes around and he says to you, everything okay? And you say, Alhamdulillah, everything's fine. Yeah. And he walks away and you sit to the next person. Not very good food, really, is it? Only a few starters here. No sweet dishes, and look at too much salt in there. Look how much oil is in that. Look at that roti is not even cooked properly. This is all backbiting, views of Mother Channel. And how often do we do it? And the problem with backbiting is, views of Mother Channel, that you backbite behind that. But for example, that example that I give you there, of sitting at a wedding, and you're sat there, and as the person's gone, and you're saying, look at that curry, it's not very good, look at this, not very good now. And someone amongst that people that are sat there goes to that person and says, you know that person over there? This is what he was saying about your food at the wedding. This is what he was saying about your etiquette. This is what he was saying about your reception. This is what he was saying about your clothes. This is what he was saying about your car. Now that person, if he hasn't got the patience inside him, he will come and confront this person, and a conflict will ensue. So backbiting viewers of Modi channel, it can cause so many problems. Families are broken up as a result of backbiting. By saying things to one another so that they pass the message on. And this causes so much conflict amongst brother families. And if you look at the source of families breaking up, if you look at the source and you go back, because what happens is, when families break up, it becomes like a snowball. It becomes a snowball and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and people don't even realize how this snowball started in the first place. And if someone was to sit down and examine the situation and try and reverse the clock and go back when the snowball was smaller, 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 they realize it started over something so insignificant, so small. Sometimes a little mistake was made. A mistake was made and years of conflict happened. For example, someone might have forgot to invite you to their wedding. Yeah, to their son's wedding. Someone might have forgot. They may have sent the card. Well, all we know, it might have got lost in the post. And they might be angry at you that you didn't turn up. From their point of view, they sent you a card, you didn't turn up. Your point of view, you didn't get the card, you're angry, you weren't invited. And this is what happens. And as a result of these little things, we see that families break up amongst themselves. And these small issues result in all sorts of other issues. Because this enmity, once it starts in each other, then we don't forgive our brothers for anything. We'll fight over our brothers for a piece of land the size of this PC tablet. We'll take him to court and say, no, this is my land. I'm going to go. And we'll spend millions of rupees and loads of pounds and dollars and rands just to fight for that land. And this is your brother that you're fighting. You spend more on court fees than the value of the land. But what is this? This is this enmity inside you. This is this pride inside you. This is your nafs that's taking over. And as a result of that, viewers of Modi channel, you, all these families, they break down. And what happens is, as a result of this, then shaitan carries on, you see, because shaitan uses these tools. He'll use the tool of backbiting, he'll use the tool of lying, of swearing, of telling tales, and then in the middle of it, he'll mix in wealth. Yeah, shaitan will mix in money in it. Because when money is mixed into all of these things, then conflicts go further on. Because shaitan wants us to have this love of money, this love of wealth, and then what happens is, as a result of that, we fall out with each other. And families break up. But viewers of Modi channel, we need to learn to reconcile Muslims. Today we've heard just some of the methods, some of the things that cause this destruction. And if we can learn from this, viewers of Modi channel, then inshallah azza wa jal, we can benefit. And what we need to remember, and I'm just going to sum up now, viewers of Modi channel. Reconciling Muslims, between Muslims, reconciling two Muslims is the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you, all people who say that they claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all lovers of the Prophet of Allah, all Ashika Rasul, if you want to love the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then if you see two brothers that are not speaking with each other, reconcile them. Reconciling them is a sunnah. And creating love and affection between Muslims and reconciling them is a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so this is what we need to do. And we have seen it, we've heard today of examples in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reconciled these people. So viewers of Modi channel, today, before you go to sleep, I request you to do one thing. Think to yourself, who has fallen out with me? Who am I not speaking to? And you know, I want to leave you with this one thought, viewers of Modi channel. What happens is, sometimes two brothers don't speak with each other. And they may even have a genuine reason. One brother may have genuinely done something to harm the other brother. Now it's wrong what he's done. It's wrong what he's done, and this brother's been harmed. And this brother's not bothered that he's harmed him. He's happy that I don't want to know him anyway. I don't want to know him, I don't. So these two brothers, they don't want to know each other. But when one of them brothers finds out that the other brother has just passed away, look at him. You see him shedding tears that I've lost my brother. You lost your brother 15 years ago, mate, when you didn't speak to him. Don't wait till that day, viewers of Modi channel. If you have any problems with your brothers, with your sisters, with your families, reconcile with them. Seek forgiveness for them. Take the lead in seeking forgiveness. Don't wait for them to come and knock on your door. Because if you're waiting for them to come and knock on your door, then what might happen, someone might come and knock on your door and say your brother's passed away. And then it'll be too late. So before you get that message, before you get that phone call that you're told that your brother's passed away, your sister's passed away, your children have passed away, your parents have passed away, before you get that phone call, make that phone call. Before you get that message, go and visit them and seek forgiveness from them. What are you going to lose, viewers of my channel? What are you going to lose? You're going to attain something, viewers of Modi channel. You'll attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So viewers of Modi channel, please reflect on where we are. Try and avoid those acts that we mentioned today that can cause conflicts upon us. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I've said anything wrong, then may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah give me the ability to think about what I have said, to learn from this beyond today, and we can all hopefully learn from this Pass this message on to others and hopefully act upon it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballigh, for you smile.